famous person once said, corporal punishment is as humiliating for him who gives it as it is for him who receives it. Besides, it's really never been effective, as neither shame nor physical pain have any other effect than a hardening one. But just how is corporal punishment faring in a country that inherited judicial caning from the British Raj? Here's Adil Saber with a telling story from Islamabad.
Being a child should not hurt. However, every day in Pakistan, children suffer physical and verbal abuse at their schools, homes, and workplaces. Corporal punishment is often regarded as a culturally acceptable way of disciplining and changing the behavior of children. However, it leaves not only physical scars, but scars that are all the deeper for being invisible.
There's a saying in our culture that when a parent take a child to a school, they say to a teacher that, you know, you can get rid of the skin, I don't have any problem, but don't break the bone. So that kind of attitude people have when they send their children to schools.
Although Pakistan has ratified the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, the rights of its children continue to be abused. In contradiction to this, Section 89 of the Pakistan Penal Code of 1860 allows parents, teachers and other guardians to use corporal punishment as a means to discipline children under 12 years old. So, under the law as it stands today, corporal punishment is legal in Pakistan.
Currently, government is considering to bring a law or at least banning corporal punishment or making it as a criminal offense by making amendments in Pakistan Penal Code, like they are proposing to repeal Section 89. But there is considerable opposition from certain divisions like the Law and Justice Commission of Pakistan.
Plan International's global advocacy campaign titled Learn Without Fear was launched with the objective to prevent all forms of violence against children in schools. The provincial governments of Pakistan have banned corporal punishment in primary schools. However, according to a study carried out by Plan, the practice of corporal punishment was at 89% in the areas researched, and contrary to popular belief, it is practiced equally in both rural and urban settings.
I wouldn't say that it only happens in government school or it only happens in madrasas or private schools. It's cross-cutting. It happens in all schools. Yes, in elite schools, it is being reduced a lot more.
Pakistan has one of the highest school dropout rates in the world, thanks to corporal punishment. According to the Islamabad-based Society for the Protection of the Rights of the Child, SPARC, a local non-governmental organization advocating the rights of children, 35,000 high school pupils in Pakistan drop out of the education system each year due to corporal punishment.
In Pakistan, roughly in a report 2008, about 50% students, they drop out of school before completing their fifth grade. And there are multiple causes, but corporal punishment is one which is the bigger cause, which is considered to be the most important cause why students, they leave school.
It is widely believed that the situation is even worse at the hundreds of unregulated seminary schools or madrasas scattered across Pakistan.
This problem is very much seen in madrasas. At our shelters across Pakistan, we take in many children who have run away after viciously being beaten by the so-called religious imams.
Corporal punishment is a centuries-old practice which is observed throughout the world. But how exactly does Islam interpret this controversial issue?
Islam upholds corporal punishment. As far as children go, then they take a much more lenient attitude towards it, and in fact even parents are even cautioned not to be very excessive in beating the child or anything, because the child has rights.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's children's parliament recently debated this very issue.
We have several extreme cases where children have known to die because of the punishments that they've been given. So I think we need to strike a balance where we need to find out where it is important and where to draw the line. So in that context, obviously, we will work against all those agencies, all those schools or institutions that are actually harming children in the name of corporal punishment. But we cannot say absolutely that this concept should be removed from the society.
Experts believe inadequate teacher training, the lack of legislation banning corporal punishment, and the perception that it must be used to teach children are all factors behind the widespread existence of corporal punishment in Pakistan.
Be a kind of a system in place where children can report, but not only children who have grievances against teachers, but teachers should also be given a chance to report problem kids. There is a need that all the teachers who are working with kids, they should be made to, rather I would say that they should be made to sign an undertaking at the beginning when they join that they won't be punishing any student, and they should be given, handed down a list of alternative methods of discipline.
Experts also believe that we all need to start disciplining children with love. It is important that we treat our children with respect and patience to ensure a tolerant and child-friendly society. Adil Sabir, Press TV, Islamabad.